Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. The New York band The Strokes exploded out of the gate 12 years ago with their highly acclaimed album, Is This It? Since then, they've put out several more albums, but with rumors of possible breakups, band infighting, and some pretty harsh reviews. Today, the group releases their fifth album, called Come Down Machine. Stephen Hayden, staff writer for the sports and pop culture site Grantland, joins me now by phone. Steve, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Strokes album, Come Down Machine, what do you think of it?
You know, I like this record, and I feel like I might be the only person who likes this record.
Already?
Well, just based on the early reactions that I've seen, I mean, the reactions in the British press have been pretty positive, but the Strokes have always done pretty well over there.
Yep.
It's not the strongest record they've ever made, but it's certainly the weirdest. And I think if you're a Strokes fan, there's a lot to appreciate, you know, in that context.
Yeah. It's their first album since Angles in 2011. I have to say, Steve, when I started listening, I think I was probably three or four tracks into the record before I thought, okay, now it sounds like the Strokes. You know, it was like, who is this? What would you say is, I mean, for folks who, you know, have become familiar with and accustomed to the old Strokes sound, what is the most Strokesy track on their new record?
I think it's definitely the song All the Time, which is the second song on the record. You know, it has those interlocking guitars, the monotone vocals. You know, it sounds like something that could have appeared on any one of their records.
The Strokes from their new record called Come Down Machine, that's called All the Time. Stephen Hayden's on the line with us from Milwaukee, staff writer for the website Grantland, and talking about The Strokes, the new record, which is not quite, you know, David Bowie's The Next Day. It wasn't quite a stealth release, but still done without a lot of hype, which sets it apart from previous Strokes albums.
Yeah, when the news of this record came out in January, you know, it didn't come because there was like a press release announcing the record. It was actually someone on Reddit messing with the band's website's code, and they found the track listing in the album art, and that's how the news got out. You know, and there's only been one interview that the band has done. It was the bass player did an interview on BBC Radio talking about the record, and even that interview, it was fairly cryptic. You know, my theory on this is that the band did a lot of interviews for Angles, and the press from those interviews was really negative. I mean, all the band did basically was rip the record, you know, talking about how horrible it was to make. You know, Julian Casablancas wasn't in the studio. He was disengaged. And that coverage ended up informing a lot of the narrative on the record, you know. After that, people started talking about how disjointed it sounded and how, you know, kind of perfunctory a lot of the songs were. So I don't know if maybe the band is like, well, we're just not going to say anything this time, and maybe people won't judge it based on, you know, what we're going to say about the record. I don't know. But, yeah, there's definitely been a pronounced lack of chatter from the Strokes about this record.
We're speaking with Steve Hayden, staff writer for Grantland. The Strokes' new album is called Come Down Machine. And the last album, 2011, was called Angles, and when they released that album, we did a Soundcheck Smackdown about it. And, Steve, I want to read you three of the comments that came in on our website that day. A listener called That North Kid wrote, "This is my first Strokes album, and I love it. Turned off at first by the 80s production, but the way they collage different moods and arrange their songs won me over." On the other hand, Paul wrote in, "The Strokes are, without a doubt, the single most overrated, overhyped band in history. If they came from any other place other than NYC, they would be labeled what they are, pure, unadulterated garbage." And yeah. Now, wait, one more. Chris from Bed-Stuy, we apparently had played a little bit of Is This It. Chris wrote, "Playing that clip from Is This It as the intro just highlights why this new album can't be anything but disappointing. That song was perfect. This new stuff is okay, but forgettable." So there you have three very different views of the Strokes as a band and of their last record. Now, does that kind of echo the things that you've been hearing?
Yeah, I think that what made them important early on was that they were associated with this moment in time. You know, Is This It came out on September 11th, and the Strokes were associated with New York City at that time.
Right.
And I think a lot of people attached their emotions about, like, if you didn't live in New York, you kind of attached your emotions about what New York represents to the Strokes. And I can't help but think that the baggage of all that that's attached to Is This It is what makes that record seem more important than maybe their other records.
Well, we also here in New York at least saw it as, like, you know, New York reclaiming its place at the center of the rock universe, you know, which is a weird thing to say in 2013 when it seems like every other band is coming out of Brooklyn. But in 2001, you know, this was like a shot across the bow to say, hey, don't forget about New York. We still make great music here. And just a reminder, this is the Strokes from that debut record, Is This It? The Strokes from that debut album, Is This It, from 2001, and the song Hard to Explain. It is hard to explain the arc of the career of the Strokes, but Steve Hyden's giving it a go. Staff writer for Grantland, the new album by the Strokes is out now. It's called Come Down Machine. And Steve, you were talking before about the track we heard all the time that has that kind of classic Strokes sound. One of the signifying sounds wasn't just Julian Casablancas' voice. It was the voice processed to sound like he was singing over the telephone or through a megaphone or something like that. There is some of that on this new record, but they really do seem to be casting a much wider aural net with this new record.
Yeah, you know, following up Angles, which was a really 80s influenced record. I mean, right down to the cover art, you know, that bright yellow cover with, like, the, you know, the pink and blue cubes and all that. Looked like an Atari video game or something. Some of that carries over to this record. I mean, this is another really kind of 80s new wave with some synth pop influences on there.
Yeah.
You know, like, one of my favorite songs actually is maybe the least Strokesy song on the record. It's the last track. And it's this sort of weird, vaguely Hawaiian-sounding, like, tone poem thing where Julian Casablancas he's, like, singing in this, like, falsetto that, like, doesn't totally work, but, like, it's kind of touching, you know? It's like a guy trying to sing high and, you know, that kind of vulnerability there of, like, reaching for something and not being able to get it kind of thing. You know, if you're willing to look at this record as, like, a late career effort from a band that's been around for a while and you're not sure if they're going to stick around or not, I think it's really interesting.
Close the door, not all the way. Please don't.
song's called Call It Fate, Call It Karma. Steve Hyten, just real quick, you said you termed this a late career effort. Does this sound to you like a farewell effort from the Strokes?
Well, you know, if you're a conspiracy theorist, you would say that the Strokes signed a 5-album deal at the start of their career, and this is their 5th record, and they're not doing any promotion on it. So I don't know. I mean, as far as we know, this is the last album on their contract, so they could, you know, they could make more records after this, sign with somebody else, or be independent, or, you know, maybe this is it.
Is this it? The big question remains all those years later. Talking about the Strokes with Steve Hyten, staff writer for Grantland. Steve, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is Soundcheck.